Teresa Schwalbach here, County Emergency Management Coordinator, and Trooper Stacy Razanen here, also from the Michigan State Police. Good morning. Welcome back to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And, well, I guess, Teresa, let's start with you a little bit. The Triad Conference, for those that aren't familiar with it, what is it?
It's a conference that each year we put on for senior citizens, and they learn about various health issues, legal issues, and there's also some fun stuff thrown in there, too.
With this, I know it's been going for a while, so I'm sure that there is at least a certain expectation or folks maybe returning to it or whatnot. But why is it important for seniors in our area to take part in this and find out this information?
Well, because they can learn various things. This year we're having stuff on how seniors get distracted with driving. We've got some legal issues. Kathy Church is going to be speaking to them. And we also have a couple of new programs on eating healthy on a budget. Personal actions towards health is it's called PATH. It's a demo workshop. And so we've got some various things that we're going to be putting on.
Well, it's a little bit of everything, because I think a lot of times when they think that with some of the folks that are involved with it, it may be leaning toward legal or those type of things. But you literally have put together, have assembled everything, covers from, like you said, driving issues to prescription drugs to a lot. And how is it putting this together? Do you get a lot of folks that are willing to step up and say, let's help and let's help our seniors?
Yeah, between Stacy and I, we have the Triad Committee, which is a group of seniors. And we kind of get their ideas. We meet every month and get their ideas on what they wanted to see. And that's how we kind of put it together.
Well, Stacy, as a member of the committee and organizing this, what is the goal when you try to put a whole mix of these types of things together?
As far as it's getting the seniors to come to the program and actually take part in it and learn something. Also, too, it allows law enforcement to be with the seniors, because also, too, we kind of had the seniors say, well, you know, living well, as we all know, even law enforcement needs to live well. So we'll be attending it and learning some things along with the seniors.
Do you find that the seniors sometimes, these are issues that perhaps they've been thinking about for a while, but maybe they felt they didn't have somewhere to turn or to get these questions answered?
That's right. And it gives us an open forum. You know, it's not meeting these people on the road when we stop them. And it gives them an opportunity to speak with the different individuals and pull them aside if they need to and speak with them.
Well, you've also got displays. You've got all kinds of things that folks can check out with that. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. But Teresa, when and where? Because I know you want folks to get registered also.
Yes, it's Thursday, October 6th. And it's at the Masonic Building in Marquette between 9 and 2. And then they'll be dancing after for a couple hours. And they should register by September 16th by calling the RSVP office.
We are continuing in the studio talking about the 11th annual Triad Conference. And it is the Path to Living Well. Teresa Schwalbach with us this morning, County Emergency Management Coordinator, also State Police Trooper Stacy Razanen, involved with the committee putting this on. And the path to living well, and you seem to have that covered with all the different things that are going on. But the key is, Teresa, you want to get people registered now so you have an idea of how many are coming, but also you just want to make sure that people that are interested do get involved.
Exactly, exactly.
And how would they get registered?
Well, we do have registration, little brochures available at the senior centers, but they can also, if they want to, call the RSVP office, and their phone numbers are 485-1782 or 485-1742.
You also want to make sure that everybody does get in, because there's some food involved, some lunch and whatnot.
Yes, yes. We are having lunch is going to be provided by Vango's. There's a $5 registration fee, but they can just bring that the day they, if they, we just want them to register right now so we can get some numbers, but then they can just pay when they get there.
Stacy, a little bit about what's coming up on the schedule. Tell us a little bit about some of the things that are happening.
As far as there's going to be financial bullying, also too, eating on a healthy budget, there's going to be a demo, personal action towards health, also some basic foot care, and some distracted driving information for the seniors.
And it's structured that none of the sessions are really too long. There's a lot to get to, so you can come in, get some basic information, and move on. And then it all wraps up around 2 o'clock, and then some entertainment with Will Kilpala, who I know very well, and some dancing going on 2 to 4. But you also want to make sure that everybody's registered by September 16th.
That's right. And lunch will be provided by Vango's.
It's a very good event. I can't believe it's the 11th one already. But again, the phone numbers, Teresa, to call to contact the folks at the RSVP office are what?
485-1782 or 485-1742.
Again, when and where is the conference this year?
It's October 6th. That's a Thursday, and it's at the Masonic Temple in Marquette on Washington Street.